a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Good to have you back here in the New York area with us. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast. And for our personal connection segment today, we're going to talk heroes of the Second World War, but first, a brief word about LifeLock. If you were fumbling around in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Nobody wants to be left in the dark, and the same goes for spotting threats to your identity and data on your devices. The digital world is full of connections, and all it takes is one weak link for criminals to get in. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security. Join now at LifeLock.com, use promo code RM, you'll save 10%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, of the 16 million Americans who served in World War II, about 550,000 vets are still alive. Rishi Sharma is on a journey to interview every single one. Rishi has founded an organization called Heroes of the Second World War as a way to collect and preserve these veterans' stories. In honor of the upcoming Memorial Day holiday next weekend, Rishi is joining us to share his story.
Welcome, Rishi. Nice to connect with you today. And what a wonderful thing that you're doing with World War II vets.
Thank you very much for having me. And as you all know, basically, my name is Rishi Sharma. I just turned 20, and my mission is to meet and interview 2 to 3 World War II combat veterans every single day until the last one passes away. And I've been driving across the United States and Canada now on this mission to interview these World War II heroes.
Well, we love the story and really would love to know, what prompted you to travel around as you're doing, and when did you start this?
So I've always been interested in World War II ever since I was a little kid. All I ever wanted to be was a Marine. But when I thought of a Marine, I thought of an 18-year-old with nothing but the shirt on his back and a rifle in his hand fighting in the jungles of Guadalcanal or the sands of Iwo Jima. This pure, you know, good versus evil fight when it was so clear what was right and what was wrong. And as I got older, I lost interest in the military, but I never lost interest in the veterans. And so I'd read as much as I could about World War II, or I'd watch the programs on the television. And when I was in high school, I started reading more personal memoirs written by the veterans themselves. And I started contacting the veterans that I was reading about. I would just look up their phone numbers on the internet. And it was such an amazing feeling to talk to this real-life hero on the phone who I'm reading about. And if I wanted to talk to some kind of stupid celebrity, I'd have to go through 1,000 people. But to talk to someone who literally went through hell and saved the world, I could just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So that led me to start visiting retirement homes. I would ride my bike to the local retirement homes, and I just kept interviewing, and eventually I was ditching class to do interviews because I was learning more from the veterans than I was in school. And by the time I graduated, I realized that this is my mission.
Rishi, so we know you're on the road and you're practically, I think you are, living out of your car in most cases. I'd like to know how the vets overall respond to you when you contact them to talk about their stories.
Most of the veterans I interview have never talked about their experiences in 75 years. And at first, they're confused why a young person is interested in what they went through all those years ago, but once they realize that I'm legitimate and how much I care about it, the veterans of World War II have been very welcoming and open with their experiences. And that's because of 3 major reasons. The first is I do copious amounts of research before each interview. So I know the difference between a platoon and a company or what a rifleman does and what their division did in the war. You know, so I have the background history. I'm the same age they were when they were in combat. Most of the men in World War II from the U.S. that were killed were 19. And the most important factor is I'm not related to any of these men, so there's no emotional attachment, and they're able to talk to me in the filmed interview in a censor-free environment.
Well, there's some excellent points.
Right.
Each of those points that you just made. You know, how many vets at this point would you say that you've interviewed?
To date, I've interviewed just over 870 World War II combat veterans, and my mission is to do it every day till the last one passes away.
And, you know, I'm sure that they're describing, the details of war, but also probably talking about their, how they've adjusted to life after, correct?
PTSD was not diagnosed back then. The veterans were told to man up and move on. And they went through, you know, literally the worst war in human history. And a lot of them had issues, you know, loud noises would bother them, nightmares, you know. When they would go to a restaurant, they would have to be in the corner because they didn't like their back being exposed. You know, it's such an amazing thing to be able to sit down and talk to these heroes. And I urge anyone listening, do this. You know, all you have to do is just walk into a retirement home or talk to your grandpa or visit your elderly neighbor.
Well,
we all have smartphones, videos, anyone can interview them.
Absolutely. But Rishi, you know, we've only got about 10 seconds with you left. If someone listening today is a World War II veteran, or maybe they have a family member or a friend who they'd like to connect with you, how can they do that?
Please, by all means, I'm always looking for more World War II veterans to interview. If anyone knows of any World War II veterans, please visit the organization I run. It's called Heroes of the Second World War, and the website is www.heroes2worldwar.org.
Rishi, listen, we really appreciate it today. Thank you very much for your time. We hope you have a great Memorial Day next weekend. I'm sure you'll be doing more interviews, and we enjoyed connecting with you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
All the best to you.
All right, something every kid out there should learn.
Yeah, I did not realize he's 20 years old.
Yeah, 20 years old. I mean,
amazing.
The stories he's hearing, I love.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, folks, as Rudy jumps aboard for segment four. Before Mary and I will be back in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking food halls that combine hotels with you. So stick around as RM World Travel rolls on. The show is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.